Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
As you know, the battle to preserve religious freedoms seems to be deepening, and while there are high-profile issues that demonstrate the threat to our religious freedom and freedom of speech in the story of Israel Folau, there's a number of battlefronts where Christian freedoms are under threat. In recent days, Channel 9's A Current Affair has slammed religious education in schools. Despite the wonderful impact that Christian scripture classes have on children, with comments made by a Queensland lawyer who's opposed to religious education in state schools, A Current Affair, in fact, has launched a national opinion poll asking a question: should religion be taught in state schools? Of course, these surveys are not always renowned for being surveys of complete integrity. Sometimes they can be quite misleading. Well, the survey that really matters, of course, is not likely to get airtime, but it was one conducted professionally and independently in mid-2018 and found almost 80% of Australians believe that schools should be a safe place for students to explore deeper questions of faith and belief. Well, let's talk through some of the issues. Dave Pellow. He's the founder of the Church and State Summits, an online commentator, a defender of Christian freedoms. Back with us today. Hello, Dave. Welcome along to 2020.
Thanks, Neil. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Dave, what are your concerns about this sort of story and then the media taking up the baton here, running with it, generating what might well be a threat to religious freedoms, and where children are having this privilege of having religious education, religious instruction in schools? What are your concerns?
Well, there's a number of facets to this issue, and the first one is very obviously that we're seeing a multi-pronged attack on Christianity specifically in Western society and Australia. Especially since the postal survey on marriage, there seems to be this license to attack anything and anyone who's publicly Christian. But my concern is probably more significantly about the quality of education we're offering our young people. There's a great quote from Henry Higgins, Professor Higgins in Pygmalion, where he explains to his student, who he's trying to teach basic concepts of our language, he says to her, "Remember that you are a human being with a soul and the divine gift of articulate speech, that your native language is the language of Shakespeare and Milton and the Bible." And this is so significant. The Bible is just so fundamental to even understanding the language we speak in this nation. And so more than religion broadly, we should be teaching the Bible in school. I don't mean we need to teach people religious devotion to God, but it would be intellectually dishonest to say that religion and the Bible in particular has no place in professional education in a Western democracy.
Well, we know there is a big shift that appears to be happening throughout our whole nation. Our society's perceptions about Christianity are under threat. And there's a sense in which when you've got mainstream media, people with views that we might even argue are shaped by a different sort of an ideology, a sort of a cultural Marxism, looking for opportunities to exclude Christianity from the public square. Do you think this is one of those issues, one of those times when this is quite clearly happening?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the lady who's prompted this particular media outburst from Channel 9 is a lady by the name of Alison Cortis, and she is objecting to the fact that class time is set aside for religious instruction, and she says that she's not against religion, but she doesn't want people allowed to preach in school. And the fact of the matter is that the system is opt-in. It's not automatically done. Parents actually have to volunteer to give their permission. What people like Alison are wanting to do is actually impose their beliefs on everybody else. and not even give people who disagree with her the option to have the kind of education that their children want. They argue that it's a state school, and by that they mean it should be completely devoid of religion. But the state is made up of, and the school is funded by, people from a diverse range of backgrounds and worldviews in society, not just people who are completely secular. In fact, the recent national census said that more than half of Australians identify as Christian. That means more than half of the people funding state schools are Christian. So it's quite exclusive and intolerant of these people to suggest that we shouldn't even have the option of religious instruction in our state schools.
You make a powerful point when you say that our state schools are funded by taxpayer dollars, but it's Christians who pay tax as well. So very significant and strong point to make. Of course, the arguments that these people use and the idea that it's best for kids to ask their parents about religion. Well, what are your thoughts, Dave, on the idea that, well, parents might well be a good source there, but there's something special about having that as part of the education curriculum, as you indicated when you were talking about the foundations of what it is to be a person and have a soul and understand these things historically, and also what that does for us holistically?
Well, without a doubt, the government shouldn't be teaching philosophy. The government shouldn't be teaching worldviews and personal values. That is primarily God's ordained role and authority for parents to do, and government should never take that place, which is why this should be an optional program. If parents value this, then they may like to have some assistance in that, just like we want some assistance in teaching English and science and other things in which we're not perhaps considering ourselves confident experts. And who better to teach religion, as one of the ministers interviewed on A Current Affair said, who better to teach religion than people that believe it? Now, that doesn't mean that the students have to believe it, but it's good to understand certainly the basics of Christianity and religion, and I'm not opposed to kids learning about other religions as well, as long as it's not taught as fact. To be aware of the different things that different people believe in the world is great. But what we should understand is that our constitution, the fabric of our common law system, and so many aspects of our society are inherently Christian. And this is an indispensable part of who we are, our culture, and our legal system. And so it's very, very relevant, even to the people that don't personally practice that faith at home. And so it's necessary to have this as part of an education, and to not have it as part of an education leaves huge gaps. And I still think the balance is right when we give parents the voice to opt in or to decline that service to their kids. Nothing's being forced on anybody.
Well, as I understand it, that poll is still operating right now, and listeners will have an opportunity to put their own name to one side or the other. And so I guess the encouragement there is to go on to the A Current Affair Facebook page, is where I understand you find the poll that is running, and to take the opportunity that's there. A little while back, last time I heard, there was about 100,000 people who voted. So nationwide poll. So the opportunity for wherever you are in any state or territory all around the nation to have your say there. And no doubt there'll be a follow-up story that will follow on A Current Affair about how that poll result has gone. I think that the results so far around 50-50. So there might be listeners who might like to avail themselves of an opportunity and put their own name to that poll. Dave Pellow, the Facebook page, simply, I guess, you'd find the Current Affair Facebook page. I think you have a link too on your website, davepellow.com.
Yeah, I've or shared it on my Facebook page.
On your Facebook page?
My Facebook page is facebook.com/Dave Pellow.
And that's PELLOWE. And so DavePallo.com, your website, you've got your Facebook page, and people can find a link there. And I'll do my best to make sure we've got a link on our Vision Facebook page too. So you might like to check out facebook.com/Vision Radio, and we'll have a link there where you can vote and be a part of that poll. Hey, A Current Affair is running it. They want to know your opinion. A great opportunity.
Yeah, that's
right. Dave Pellow.
I'd encourage people not to overcomplicate it. It's a very straightforward question. In light of the interview that they've run on their channel, do you agree with this lady who wants Christians kicked out of school? Or do you think there should be a place in school? And so the question simply is, should religion be taught in state schools? Answer honestly.
Well, I think I know how most of our listeners would vote on that, and the encouragement to take advantage of the opportunity, because they are asking for that feedback. Dave, thanks for being with us today on 2020.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Neil.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.